I'm Adam Stasinski.
Thank you, Adam. Had everybody been really quiet about 20 minutes ago, you would have heard this collective sigh of relief all over the state of Illinois, and maybe none bigger here in the area than that the Unit 5 district offices, Dr. Mark Daniels with us on the phone. Am I pretty close on that big sigh of relief now that the stopgap has been passed?
Absolutely. Huge sigh. Relief. Words of appreciation and gratitude for all the various superintendents and organizations across the state that came together and said, you know, spoke to our legislators on a constant basis. And again, kudos to our legislators for finding a way to resolve differences and place education in the forefront for our kids and ensuring that we have schools K through 12 across the state open come fall.
What happens now for Unit 5? I mean, now you have information about money, or at least you will have shortly. What happens now?
Well, preliminary numbers show us approximately there will be a slight ticket increase. You know, we have a rather substantial budget, over approximately $150 million budget. So we're looking at about a $790,000 increase. Those are some preliminary estimates. That, when you think of that versus just this morning, we're meeting with cabinet and the discussion was if a budget does not take place, that means our federal funding, that means state funding, that means anything that it's not supported locally, everything goes on hold. So, we were holding that special meeting just to discuss the what ifs and, it's one of those discussions that you regret or you dread to have, but it's necessary because 35% of our budget comes from outside sources. So, again, that's Title I, that's professional development, that's food service, that's some transportation, that's and I can just go right Title I, all special ed services. I mean, it is amazing how much is impacted, and we'd have to stop those or reduce that spending instantly.
How much does the picture change now? Now that you know that you are going to have money, how far out would you have been able to sustain school if that money hadn't come through? And now that you know it's going to be there, what's the plan?
Well, we knew we could go out reserve-wise probably through the first semester. Second semester, we'd have to use some creative financing. We would most likely have continued and had things very much as is. But we've done, an excellent job of finding ways to reduce over the past 6 to 7 years, to be honest, because that the allocation amount at 6119 has remained the same since about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So we've now moved back to that number. That's the first time in a very, very long time. Again, we're very grateful, but we also know there's
I'm going to have to stop you here. We told you that we're going to have Governor Rauner's press conference, and it looks like it's just getting ready. Can we get you again when we can talk a little longer about this?
Love to.
Thank you.
Take
a big breath, okay? Thanks.
Great job. Thank the governor and thank the legislators for me.